Well, as Father said in his opening remarks, today is the eighth day of Easter and Divine Mercy Sunday. And I'm sure many of you have seen this image here. It's a picture of Jesus. And he has these two rays coming out from his chest, one red and one white or palish blue. St. Faustina Kowalska, a Polish nun, had this vision of Jesus in 1931, and this is how he looked to her. These rays represent the blood and the water that came from Jesus' heart when he was pierced by the soldier's lance on the cross. The picture also has the words, "Jesus, I trust in you," added to the bottom. St. Faustina referred to this image as a fountain of God's mercy. In St. Faustina's vision, Jesus told her to have this painting made so that it could be a source of grace and it could be venerated by everyone. He asked her to have it hung in a prominent place so that everyone could know about his divine mercy. Jumping forward about a half century, St. John Paul II said, "Divine mercy, this is the Easter gift that the Church receives from the risen Christ and offers to all humanity." But do we, sitting here today, really think we need God's mercy? I bet most of us think we're probably in pretty good shape with God. We're all here at Mass, so we've honored the Sabbath, check. I've never robbed a bank, check again. Nor have I slept with my brother's wife, check there too. We're all doing good. We're following the Ten Commandments. Everything must be okay. But has this attitude caused us to have abandoned our sense of personal sin altogether? Do we end up seeing sin as a sickness due to the environment or our genetics or just something that somebody else does? I'm not guilty of sins because of the choices that I've made. And we end up thinking that everything will be fine with God once all these unhealthy influences are removed from around us. But let's be honest. Do we really think we have a better relationship with Jesus than the disciples did? Today's gospel said the disciples were hiding in the upper room for fear of the Jews. But do you think they might have also been a little bit afraid to see Jesus now that he has been raised? I mean, after all, when Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, they all left him. Later that evening, Peter denied Jesus three times. And it wasn't one of the disciples that helped Jesus to carry the cross. Instead, it was some stranger named Simon who was pressed into service by the Roman soldiers. And while we do hear that John was at the cross with Mary and some of the women, but we never hear anything said that John did anything to stop the crucifixion or to help Jesus afterwards. All of his disciples distanced themselves completely from Jesus. And this is when Jesus needed them most. So now that they've heard that Jesus is risen, don't you think it's possible they expected Jesus to be just a little bit angry with them, the way he was with the money changers in the temple? Or don't you think they expected Jesus to at least be very, very disappointed in them for failing him and his mission? While they may have been afraid of the Jews, they may have also been afraid of Jesus as well. But Jesus doesn't act that way to his disciples, the way they imagined. Jesus definitely didn't act the way I would if all my friends had abandoned me. Instead, Jesus forgave them for being afraid. Jesus' mercy is evidenced by his greeting to them as they were locked away in that upper room. He simply says, "Peace be with you." He didn't berate the apostles for abandoning him, nor did he belittle Thomas for not believing, even after all of the others had told him that Jesus was alive. To Thomas also, Jesus simply says, "Peace be with you." And he shows them all, his hands and his feet, so that they could all understand and believe better. By seeing these wounds, the disciples would know that it really was him, Jesus, that they had just shared the Passover meal with a few days earlier. Jesus was merciful to his disciples, and it's because of Jesus that we will also receive God's divine mercy. Jesus forgives us even when we don't think to ask for it. Yes, we may go to the sacrament of reconciliation and confess a few small sins, but are we skipping the big ones? All of those additional things that Jesus asked us to do in the Beatitudes. For instance, do we confess those times when we weren't meek, but instead lashed out at others? Or are those times when we weren't merciful, but instead held a grudge? What about those times when we weren't a peacemaker, but purposefully stirred up controversy at work or in our families? So how is Jesus going to show us mercy when we don't even ask for it? It's through the other sacraments of the church. This image can also be understood in another way. Just like Eve was created from the rib of Adam, this image can show us the church being created from Jesus. And it's through the church and the sacraments of baptism and the Eucharist that we too are shown divine mercy. It's through our baptism in Christ that we start off on the road to eternal life. But then, inevitably, we get lost along the way. We get distracted by something else along the path. Or we decide that we can find a better way. But we only have to rely upon the church and her sacraments to change our hearts and lead us back to God. And we have to trust in God's divine mercy to accept us back. I'm going to end this homily by paraphrasing the collect that we prayed at the beginning of Mass. Dear God of mercy, every time we come to Mass, we ask you to increase our faith and the graces you have given us. We hope that we can really understand by whose blood we've been redeemed, and by what font we have been washed clean. The collect points us to this, the blood and the water flowing from Jesus' chest. This image of divine mercy, this image of the church. Amen.